Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Hey, Doc.
Coach, come here. You gotta come see this.
What is it?
I subscribed to one of those online services.
You? I thought those online services were just for sad, lonely people who don't have anyone in their life. And
oh, you joined an online service. Anyway, I was surfing the net. That's what we call it. And I came across the Orlando Breakers bulletin board. This is where people leave messages about what they really think. It's a great way to find out what the fans really think about us. Now, look at that.
Watch.
Isn't that cool?
Picture of me. What's the big deal, Donna?
It's more than that. It's interactive. And see what it says there? If you click on the picture, you get to experience what it's like to be coached by Aiden Fox. Go ahead.
Okay. Ah, jeez. What the hell did you do that for, you stupid idiot?
Where did they get that from?
Well, it could have been any one of our games.
Well, get to the messages, Doc.
There you go.
The Breakers are my favorite team. I never miss a game. The Breakers are going to be awesome next year. The young players are getting better and better. I think within 5 years, the Breakers coaches will lead them to the Super Bowl. That's great, Dauber. We do have some support out there. Who wrote this stuff?
Well, all these messages so far have been written by the same guy.
Who?
Well, his online name is Pie Man.
Pie Man. Who the hell is Pie Man?
Hey, guys.
Coach.
Hey, Doc. Come on ahead.
Luth?
Well?
Well, what?
Come on, I know you want to ask me, so go ahead, ask me.
I'm not going to ask you.
You're not going to ask me?
No.
Why not?
Because every morning I come in here and I ask you who you're going to pick in the draft, and every morning you yell.
Oh, I don't yell at you.
Yes, you do, and I decide I don't want to go through that anymore. I'm sure when you make up your mind, you're going to tell me, because I know that you know how much this means to me.
Thank you.
So you know who you're going to pick?
Oh, come on, Luther! Jeez, I'm under enough pressure already with this decision!
The yelling.
Coach, you are... I don't want to put any more pressure on you, but you know, we knew we'd be picking first in the NFL draft 3 months ago, and there's only a week left. I mean, time's running out, isn't it? I mean, hey, I'm not worried, but aren't they writing in the paper every day how strange it is that you don't seem to be able to make up your mind? Am I putting more pressure on you? Stop it.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't know why you just can't pick somebody already.
Gosh, Luther! This is the most important decision of my life.
You know, most people would be thrilled to death to have the first pick of the draft. You got the first pick and you're miserable.
Well, damn right I'm miserable. This is the most wide open draft in years. There are four or five guys who could be great players.
Well, then pick somebody. Whoever it is, sure as hell got to be better than what we got.
Don't you get it? This is the most important choice I'm ever going to make. If I pick the wrong guy, people are going to look at me as an idiot for the rest of my life. It's like basketball. That guy that drafted Sam Bowie ahead of Michael Jordan.
Forgot about him. What an idiot.
Yeah. Plus, this is the first choice, Luth. If I pick somebody who's a stiff, I mean, I'm not even going to be able to say I didn't want him. I'm not even going to be able to lie. I hate that.
Coach, I just think the safest thing is to look to where we need the most help. Now, where are we the weakest?
On the field, Dauber. On the field. We got a running back, Dauber, who weighs more than my car. We got a linebacker who's got a stretcher with his name on it on the sidelines. Our quarterback should be wearing orthopedic cleats. So when you ask me what our weaknesses are, forgive me if I don't give you an answer right away.
So why don't we just pick Jonathan Ogden? You can never go wrong picking a big offensive lineman who's going to open up some holes.
We got nobody to run through those holes.
Well, then pick Lawrence Phillips. He'll run right through those holes.
What holes, Dauber? We pick him. We didn't pick the hole maker.
So since we don't have any holes for anybody to run through, I say we go defense. We pick a guy to clog up the other guy's hole. That way, they don't have any holes, we don't have any holes. And then both of us are completely with unholy.
Now, here's what I'm talking about, Luth. Let's say we pick Keyshawn Johnson. Fantastic receiver, right? We got nobody can throw to him. That way, we're going to lose all our games and we're going to get fired. Or, let's say we pick Kevin Hardy, a great linebacker, right? But the other team's just going to run and throw to the other side where we're terrible. We lose all our games and...
we're going to get fired.
Exactly. Or, we trade our draft pick, we get a couple of pretty good players, but not good enough to make the team great. We lose all our games.
And we get fired. Uh-huh. I'm getting the hang of this. Oh. Well, is there any way that we don't get fired?
Yeah. I got to make the right choice, Dob. I got to pick a great player who can inspire the whole team to play better and take us to a whole new level.
Try to do that, okay?
Hayden?
Ah! Oh! Oh! Sneaking up on me like that for?
I wasn't sneaking up on you. I was saying hello.
That's how Dracula says hello.
I'm just going to take a wild guess here and say that you have not yet come to a decision about who you're going to pick for the draft.
Oh, I come to a decision. I make a decision every 5 minutes, and every time I do, there's a little voice in the back of my head that says, "You idiot, that's a stupid decision."
This is so unlike you.
I know. The draft is tomorrow, and I am afraid to choose, Christine. I'm usually the most confident person in the whole world. I have an opinion, and I don't care what anybody else thinks. I make a decision, and I stick by it. Don't I?
Yes, usually you do.
I mean, it's like with you and I. I met you, I fell in love with you, I wanted to get married, and we got married.
Hayden, what you just said took 8 years.
God, I was just getting married. This is the NFL draft.
Hayden. You have to try and relax. Don't look so far down the road. Try to forget about the job and just think about the game. Now, you have watched kids play football your entire life. You love watching kids play football. Which one do you want to watch the most?
Oh, it's not that simple, Christine.
It isn't?
No, it's... Well, you... It's, geez, maybe it is that simple. Very good, honey. Hey, look, who would you pick?
It's 20 minutes before the draft starts. Hayden isn't even here yet. We have no idea who we're going to pick. You're the general manager. How can you sit there so calmly?
Two reasons. First of all, I'm an old pro. Been through this all before. Seen all the ups and downs of pro football. Second, I don't care.
Yeah.
I can't believe where I am.
Darber, where are you?
I'm at the draft. I'm here at the Breakers table. This is really cool, Luth. Hey, I met Joe Willie Namath. He gave me a stick of gum.
How was it?
Oh, no, I'm never going to chew it. No, I'm going to ask him to sign it for me later. So, who are we picking?
I don't know Hayden in here yet.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Well, call me, okay? Soon?
Well, who are we picking?
It's a surprise.
Hello, Bill. Hello, Luther. Are we ready?
No.
Well, I'm going to pretend you said yes, because look what I got. Come on in, boys.
Oh, my God. What's this?
This is ESPN.
What are they doing here?
I have engineered a tremendous publicity coup. ESPN is going to do live draft coverage from the war rooms of only three teams in the entire league. The Dallas Cowboys and the San Francisco 49ers, the two best and most well-run teams in the NFL.
And us?
Why us? Contrast!
Gotta get him out of here, Howard.
Why?
You know how crazy Hayden is. He doesn't even know who he's going to pick yet. I mean, this could give him a nervous breakdown.
It would be great television.
Guys, how you doing?
Bill.
Howie.
Hi, Hayden.
Luthy.
Hey.
What have we here?
Oh, well, I brought in the ESPN camera crew. They're going to do live coverage.
Pleased to meet you, fellas.
It's too late. We already had the breakdown.
How are you, Hayden? Good to see you. Where have you been? Yeah.
I overslept. Can you believe it? The most important day of my life, I slept right through the alarm.
Well, you see, awfully calm.
I am calm. I have the inner peace of a man who has made up his mind.
Oh, my God! You made up your mind? He's made up. Who is it?
Come on over here, I'll tell you.
Oh, come on. He's made up his mind. Just come in. Don't you want to hear this?
Sure. Knock me out.
Bill, I want you to get on the phone, call over to the hotel where the NFL draft is being held, and track down Mr. Keyshawn Johnson.
All right! All right!
Keyshawn Johnson is the most polished wide receiver to come out of college in a long, long time. He's got great hands, he's fast, he's strong, could be another Jerry Rice.
Oh, yeah, congratulations, Hayden.
I knew you could make up your mind, I knew it.
Are you sure?
Oh, hey, the draft coverage is starting.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to ESPN in the 61st annual NFL Draft. I'm Joe Theismann, along with one of my usual suspects, Tom Jackson. The 1996 NFL Draft is one of the most wide open in memory, and the big story here is the speculation about what the Orlando Breakers are going to do with that first pick. Now, Coach Hayden, crazy like a fox, has been playing this thing real cozy, Tom.
That's right, Joe. Our sources say that he made his decision weeks ago, but waited to see if one of the other teams would make him a trade offer he couldn't refuse.
Bunch of idiots.
Usually we have a pretty good idea of what that first pick is going to be, but honestly, Joe, this time around, I think we're both scratching our heads.
You know, Tommy, we're going to find out real soon because the festivities are going to begin in a minute or two, and the Breakers will have 15 minutes to make their choice.
Hayden, I've got Keyshawn Johnson.
Keyshawn, yeah, Hayden Fox of the Breakers. Bet you've been wondering if I'd call.
Yes, I have, Coach.
Well, your prayer's been answered. I'm making you the first pick in the draft.
Nothing personal, Coach, but you don't want to pick me.
No, why? What? You can't say that.
No offense, but you guys are the worst team in the league. You have no quarterback and really no offense, no defense, so don't pick me.
Keyshawn, we got more draft choices. We're going to pick some really good players in the later rounds. We're going to get a quarterback and a running back. We're going to make some holes, Keyshawn. Come on.
Sorry, Coach, but I really want to win, and the way it looks, if you draft me, you know, I'm going to sit out the year, or I'm going to go to Canada.
Canada, it's cold up there, Keyshawn. Come on.
Sorry.
Keyshawn.
What did he say?
Says he doesn't want to play for us, not to pick him. If we do, he's going to sit out the year, or he's going to go to Canada.
Canada? Boy, he must really hate us.
And the draft has begun. Hayden Fox has 15 minutes. The Orlando Breakers are on the clock.
Well, 5 minutes have gone by, leaving the Orlando Breakers only 10 minutes to make the first pick. Joe, what do you think is going on?
Well, Tommy, you know how I pride myself on getting information other people can't get?
Yes, I do.
I have absolutely no idea what's going on with the Breakers.
Well, there may be an explanation, and that is Hayden Fox still trying to work some sort of big trade. I imagine he's burning up the phone lines trying to swing a blockbuster deal.
You know, Tommy, I'm sure at this point the Orlando Breakers war room has got to be a flurry of activity. Let's go live there and see what's going on.
Interesting.
It's an unusual scene for a war room.
I don't know. A lot going on. There's a lot going on.
Now, there's an interesting development. I guess we'll have an answer in about 9 minutes or so.
Okay, they're gone. Are you going to be all right?
Hello? Oh, hiya, Darb. How are you? He says he has to talk to you.
Oh,
Not now, Dob. He says he has to talk to you.
Yeah, Dob, what is it?
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Oh, fine, how are you?
Well, I was sitting here thinking, just 8 minutes left. Wonder why Hayden hasn't called, then it hit me. You must not have the number here, right?
I got the number, Dob.
Oh, well, then there must be someone with the phone.
I'm talking to you now, aren't I?
Right.
Give me the phone. What's wrong, Hayden?
I haven't made up my mind yet, okay?
Oh, okay. Bye-bye. He hasn't made up his mind yet.
Oh!
Is this how it usually goes with these things?
Yeah!
I say we pick Keyshawn Johnson anyway. Come on, Hayden, let's call his bluff. He's bluffing. He's a bluffer.
What if he's not bluffing? What if we can't sign him? He doesn't play for us.
Well, then we can't pick Keyshawn Johnson.
I really want Keyshawn Johnson.
You can't have Keyshawn Johnson.
Maybe he's bluffing.
That's what I said.
Maybe you're right.
How can I be right?
I don't know. I don't know what to think anymore.
Snap on
I can't take
snap
it.
On
I can't
it.
sorry.
Oh, it's okay, Ruth. I think maybe it helped.
You want another one?
No.
Hayden, 7 minutes.
Right. I really hate this, Doris. Anytime I get my hand anywhere near the phone, they put the TV camera on me.
Really?
Yeah, it's making me really uncomfortable. Doris?
Hello, Tita. I have a surprise for you. Put your TV on ESPN. It's on cable. Surprise!
Doris Sherman of Breakers Honor is waving at us, or waving at you.
You know what the problem is? We've been going over this decision so many times, we can't be objective anymore.
Who are you calling?
I'm going to call somebody who's been through this before, somebody who knows how tough it is.
Houston?
Hello?
Yeah, Mike Ditka, please.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka.
Oh, Mike!
Oh, that's great. I'm glad it's you. I'm glad you're home.
Who is this?
Hayden.
Hayden Fox.
What?
Hayden Fox
of the Orlando Breakers. Mike.
Oh, sure it is. I guess Hayden Fox isn't busy right now.
No, that's why I'm calling Mike. Mike, I really need your help. See, I got 5 minutes. I gotta decide who to take in the draft. You gotta help me.
Yeah, I can help you. I got a great idea. Why don't you pick me? I'm feeling pretty good.
Stupid kids.
You hung up on me. Everybody's hanging up on me.
Thank you. You're back.
What is the matter now, Dauber?
It's Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. Coming this way.
Sure. We made it last.
Oh, hello, Jerry. To what do we owe... Oh. The pleasure of your visit.
Just social.
Oh, I've heard about you, Jerry. I've heard you don't do anything to be just social.
Now that you've brought it up, that first draft pick that you guys have, at least for the next 4 minutes?
Yes?
I'd be glad to take that off your hands for you.
What?
Well, I'm not sure I understand.
Well, I'm talking about working a trade.
Doris.
Well, what would we get? Just another player?
Oh, it doesn't have to be a player.
It doesn't?
No, it could be cash. It could be a combination of things. We could negotiate for anything you like.
Doris.
Okay. It's down to Kevin Hardy and Jonathan Ogden. Both of them are terrific players. There's not a team out there that these guys couldn't start for right now.
Hey?
Huh? Just pick somebody! I thought you didn't care.
Okay, I care. Are you happy? I care, damn it. Pick a lousy player already!
Kevin Hardy.
Yes!
Let's go defense. You win games with defense, right, Luth?
Yes!
Right, Howie?
Are you asking me?
Only if you agree with me.
Yes!
I'm making the call right now. What is it? It's busy.
Well, I mean, this is something I could have never imagined. I mean, 1 minute to go and still nothing from the Breakers? Although, what I'm seeing from over there is it looks like the Breakers' owner, Doris Sherman, is on the phone and finally something's going down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a very interesting offer.
I don't mean to be rude, but shouldn't you at least talk to Hayden first?
I am on the phone.
Well, I know, but shouldn't you get off the phone in case Hayden wants to call?
Shush. Go on.
Operator, this is an emergency. I need you to break in on this number. 212-555-0199. 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Oh, my God, my watch stopped. Come on.
Doris, what's going on? Doris, listen to me.
Stop her, what's happening? Stop her, where is she going?
Oh, my God. She's going up to the podium with a piece of paper in her hand.
No, Dauber, you gotta stop her. Dauber, tackle her!
What in the hell is she doing?
Just in time, the Orlando Breakers are now approaching the podium. That's Doris Sherman, their owner, handing the card to League Vice Commissioner Steve Burwell. And here's the announcement.
Oh, God.
The Orlando Breakers have traded their first pick.
Oh, yeah.
Rakers trade their first pick in the draft to the Dallas Cowboys for a 10,000-acre cattle ranch and six oil wells.
Well, I mean, Tommy, Jerry Jones has done it again, and I guess the Orlando Breakers, well, I guess they've done it again too, huh?